This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisrochel ben Chaya Moshkat, Chaim Feigenbaum, and also to the Refuah Shleima of a dear friend, Dr. Yitzchak Belazan, Yitzchak Yankov ben Basya Sora. Shekodesh Baruch Hu should send the Refuah Shleima l'ramach evereyem, shesagadeyem, and they should be zoicha to many more wonderful years together with their families. So this week we will be discussing a Hanukkah topic. In Yona de Yoyme, we are 1 week before Hanukkah, so it is an appropriate time to be Isaac ben Yona de Yoyme. And the specific topic we will be discussing today is the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah, while the Nes was obviously only 7 days? Because the Gemara Shabbos Chofalav brings my Hanukkah. What was the Nes of Hanukkah? The Hashmenoim, after their victory, came into the Beis HaMikdash and they found no Shemen Toher, no pure oil. In a miraculous way, they find one little vessel. Pach Shemen Chosum B'Choisomoy Shul Kohen Godol. And B'derech HaTeva, that little vessel of oil only had enough Lo'yhoya Boy Lahadlek Elo Yermechod. So the Beis Yosef argues that the first day wasn't an ace because there was enough oil for one day. So the ace was only 7 days. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? That is the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. One of the Rishonim asked this same kasha many years before the Beis Yosef, and that is in Tosfos HaRosh, the Rosh in his Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. But as what is more surprising is that the same three Tirusim that the Beis Yosef offers are all in the Rosh. And why is that fascinating? Because this is a kasha on which we have hundreds and hundreds of Tirusim. I remember when I was a young boy, I used to sit hours next to the Svarim Shafer in our home, next to the bookcase. And I used to look at awe, with awe, at all those Sforim. And I still feel the smell of those old pages and old covers. I look back with nostalgia. And one of the fascinating Sforim I remember as a little child was a little Sefer named Nela Mayo. A Sefer that has 100 Tirusim on this Kasha, and in my little mind, I thought it's an unbelievable thing that there are 100 Tirusim in one Kasha. So not long ago, somebody showed me a Sefer that has 500 Tirusim on the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. So it is extremely interesting that the same three Tirusim that the Beis Yosef offers are all in the Tosfos HaRosh. So today we will be discussing primarily the three Tirusim of the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, and we won't go beyond that. So first of all, let me just note that there's another Geras in the Sheiltas. Sheiltas that Rav Avichai Gaon, in this week's parsha, the Geras is Matzu Pach Sheman Chosam B'Chosam Shel Kohen Godol V'Lo Haya Bo Lahadlik Afilu Yom Achad. In our Gemara, Lo Haya Lo Bahadlik Ella Yom Achad. According to the Geras of the Sheiltas, the first day was also a miracle because there wasn't enough oil even for one day. But the Beis Yosef and the Rosh base their question on the Geras of our Gemara, Lo Haya Bo Lahadlik Ella Yom Achad. And therefore, obviously the first day wasn't a miracle. So both the Beis Yosef and the Rosh answer that they divided the Shemen into 8 similar portions. Instead of putting it all into the Ner the first night, they split up the Shemen and they just put in an eighth of the Shear for every night. And therefore the first night was a miracle, the same miracle as the other 7 nights. The Pri Chodesh rejects this Teretz, and so does the Meiri in Shabbos. What is their argument? Ein Sam Chanal Anes. So how could they use 1/8 of the oil? Ein Sam Chanal Anes. My feeling would be They put in an eighth of the oil, an eighth of the proper quantity. But they didn't just go home and go to bed and be engaged in their activities. They sat next to the Nero. They prayed for an ace. They believed that there would be zeichet to an ace, but they didn't rely on the ace. So they were staring at that little Nero and observing if they would see that the shemen is consumed and the Nero is going to be extinguished, then they would add on more oil. But Baruch Hashem, there was no need, because there was zeichel anes. But they were in soymechel anes, and if there would be a need, then they definitely would take from the remaining oil and put it into the Ner. So this brings us to an interesting question, because in Hilchas Chanukah, Tov Reish Ayin Hei, the Siv Beis, we learn that you're not yoitzu with Ner Chanukah only if the entire quantity was in the Ner B'Shas Hadlokah. If you lit a psila and there wasn't enough shemen at that given time, even though you add on more shemen, you're not yoitzeh. Why? Because hadlokah is a mitzvah. And the question is, would that same rule apply to the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe it is a specific rule only Chanukah and not in the Menorah Samura? In Menorah's Peites Omed Aleph, we find in the Gemara, Me'erev ad boiker ten lo midoso shetehei dolekes v'holeches kol alayla me'erev ad boiker. The Chazon Ish in Kochin Sima Lamed, as well as the Keren Oiro in Menachos on the Spot, their understanding is that one has to have the entire quantity in the Ner B'Shas Hadlokas Ner, just in the same way as we learn regarding Ner Chanukah. So Lishitosam, we cannot explain the Teretz in this way. They couldn't put in an eighth of the proper quantity and then observing that there's a need to add on more oil to add on, because in that way one would not be Yoitz. However, the Perush of the Chazon Ish and the Keren Oiro seems to be a matter of dispute between two Pirushim and Rashi, because on that same daf, Menachos Peites, Chazal deal with Chanukah's HaMenorah, how did they know how much shemen they would need? So they made a test, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the test was melamato lamato or melamato lamalo. According to the first opinion, melamato lamato, first they put in an entire log that definitely would be enough, and they observed how much was consumed. The other day they put in less, until they defined exactly how much oil that we need for Adloka Me'erev Ad Boker. The Adashita argues that the test was Melamata Lamala. Rashi explains they put in a Revias Alog, and when they saw it's not enough to burn the entire night, they added on more Shemen. According to Rashi, we have a Raya that even though there wasn't enough Shemen B'Shas Adloka, that is sufficient. You can add on shemen later. However, Rashi B'Ksav Yad in Menachos Peites gives a different interpretation, and he explains. The first night they put in a revius, and if the candle went out in the middle of the night, then the other day, tomorrow, they put in a chotzilek, they put in more. So obviously, in this parish of Rashi, one might argue, why does Rashi steer away from the other perish, maybe because Lishitosoi, this would substantiate the understanding of the Keren Oiro and the Chazon Ish, you cannot add on oil later. And the rule we learn the Gabi Ner Chanukah applies also to Menorahs Hamor Shebemikdash. However, the Makor Yankov, no, Makor Chaim is the Sefer of the Nesivos HaMishpat and Hilchos Pesach. Towards the end of the Sefer, there are short Ha'oras on the entirety of Shulchan Aruch Chaim. In the Siman Tov Reish Ayin, the Makor Chaim argues that this rule only applies to Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah, the Aloch is Kofsu Ein Zokech Lo. If the candles went out, you do not have to relight them. And therefore, everything depends on the moment of the Hadlokah, and that's why you need the entire Shiur. However, regarding Menorah Samora, the din is kofsu zokukla. And this substantiates Reb Chaim's argument in Perek Tes of Hilchos Bias Midrash of Rambam. Reb Chaim says the Menorah Samor, the Ikik Peide, is not the Maisa Hatloka, but rather the Ner should be Doilek. And therefore the Rambam paskins, even a person that is not a Kohen is Kusher, he could light the Menorah Samor. And it doesn't have to be lighted b'mokum ha-menorah. It could be taken out of the Heichel and lit by a zar and then put back into the Heichel. And Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam's opinion is there is no pain in the Maisa Hadlukah, but rather it should be Doluk. And this fits in well with the Makor Chaim. Regarding Menorah Samora, there is no Kpeda. And even if there wasn't enough Shemen B'Shas Hadlukah, and we added that shaman after the Ner was already burning, it's kosher, it's okay. So, according to this opinion, one might argue, once again, as I said before, that the Kavanah of the Rosh and Bais Yosef is, first of all, they used only an eighth of the shaman, and if they would notice that the shaman is going to end, they would add on from the remaining shaman. However, and it seems to be clear that the Kavanah of the Rosh and Bais Yosef is not that they used an eighth, and if there would be a need, they would add on more shemen. Seems to be very clear that their understanding is that they decided, Koyanei HaMikdash and Matas Yohu decided that it is preferable to have less than a shear every night than a proper shear once and the other night having nothing. And the question is that halachically sound? Does that decision have a basis in halacha? Rabbi Yosef Zachariah Shtern was one of the great poskim in Litta, and he wrote a marvelous sefer named Zecher Yosef. Obviously, Litvish people remember the Rosh Hashivas better than they remember their poskim. Who didn't hear of Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Shimon Shkop, and other great Torah teachers of the Litta? But many people didn't hear of the Divrei Malkiel, the Zecher Yosef. Those were the great poskim of Litta. So anyway, Zecher Yosef, Reb Yosef Zechariah Shtern, Simach Kuf Chov Dalad Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, he deals with a very famous chakira of the Achronim, whether there's a din of Chotzi Shia B'mitzvahs. Regarding Gevedas, it's a Mechalokis Reb Yochanan v'Reshlokish in Yumid Afayin Dalet, Halochi ki Reb Yochanan Chotzeshir Osa Menatoyra. A Chotzeshir is not a laugh, there is no Malkus. But nevertheless, it's an Isser Dioraisa. A lesser transgression than a laugh, but after all, an Osa Dioraisa. And many Achroinim deal with the question, is this concept applicable to mitzvahs as well? A person doesn't have a kazayis matzah. He can't eat a kazayis morah because of his health situation. Is there any mitzvah at all eating less than a kazayis? Obviously he can't say a brocha because he's not yoytzi yadei choyva. But would there be any mitzvah at all eating less than a kazayis? And this is a question many great achronim deal with. One of the first and greatest of the Achronim that deals with this question is Shalos HaTshuvos Shuos Yankov Chelek Beis Simen Yud Ches and many, many others. So Harav Shtern wants to bring a life from the Bais Yosef. If Chotz Yishir is valid by mitzvahs, then there is a basis to the psak. Well, maybe we would prefer eight times a Chotz Yishir the mitzvah than one time a mitzvah gemurah. And therefore they divided the shemen into eight portions. They should have a chotzishi of the mitzvah every night rather than a mitzvah gemurah once. I cannot accept this argument because besides the fact that in my opinion there is no din of chotzishi of the mitzvahs, chotzishi rosh manatoyra, Chazal learned that from a pasuk kol chelev. We cannot learn mitzvahs from averus. I don't think there's a sound basis to argue that there's a din of chotzishir b'mitzvahs. But even if you would agree that there is a din of chotzishir b'mitzvahs, it definitely is preferable to be mekayim a mitzvah gemurah once than chotzishir even 100 times. And I have a very simple argument. A person that has one kezayis matzah b'leil aleph shel Pesach, obviously, he has to make a berchas moitzi, berchas matzah, and eat that kezayis v'seva toch kedei achilas pras. My question is why? Maybe it's better to split up that kezayis into 10 chalokim, each of them a tenth of a kezayis, and eat them la'achar kedei achilas pras. You'll have 10 mitzvahs of chos yashia. Maybe that's better than one mitzvah of a shia sholem. This is ridiculous. It's insane. It's a mitzvah de pshita that you have to eat a kezayis toch kedei achilas pras. The question is why? This proves beyond doubt that the Ike Choyva is to be Makayim a mitzvah b'shleimus and Yotzi Yedei Choyva. And once a mitzvah kedas v'chedin overrides many chotzeshiyos. So even if we would accept the concept of chotzeshiyah b'mitzvah, the question would still be the same. It obviously would be better to light an entire shiur b'leil aleph and nothing the other nights. My feeling is this, and listen carefully. Me'erevat Boiker is not a shiur. It is not in any way similar to a kezayis matzah or a kezayis morah. It is only the zman of the mitzvah. Every moment, every second that the ner is doylek, it's a mitzvah. But this mitzvah has to go on, me'erev ad Boiker. In a way similar to Me'erev Aderev by Yom Kippurim. One has to fast Me'erev Aderev. What happens? Yom Kippur in the afternoon is a Chodesh Beskoni has to eat. Is that Mevatel the entire Mitzvah L'mafreya? Definitely not. Every moment of Yom Kippur when you're fasting is a Mitzvah. How long does one have to perform this Mitzvah from when to when? Me'erev Aderev. The same basic understanding is the interpretation of Me'erev Ad Boiker by the Menoira. It's not a shia. If you're missing that shia, you don't have a mitzvah at all. It's the proper time. This mitzvah is knowing Me'erev Ad Boiker. Every moment that the Menoira, the candles are burning, is a mitzvah of the Menoira. Of Menoira Samor, Balois Chosan Erois. Every moment that there is a chiyuv and there is no light, it's bitul mitzvah, and therefore, essentially, it's no difference whether you have this mitzvah the entire night, the first night, and then nothing the other night, so you have this mitzvah some of the time, every night. As long as the candles are burning, it's a mitzvah. When they're extinguished, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, the Chash Menoim had the liberty to decide, because basically, essentially, it's the same. They preferred having some of the mitzvah every night than having more of the mitzvah the first night. This is my basic understanding. Based on the assumption that Me'erev Ad Boiker is not a shia. So on Menoches Peites, it's obvious in the sugya. Chotzi loik shemen fintoido is a lochan amayshem esinai. Chatzilog shemen for menorah is only a metzias. Chazal checked and examined and determined how much oil would it take to have the nerois doilkin bierev and boiker. Therefore, my feeling would be it's not a shiur but rather the proper zman, and that is my understanding in the teretz of the Rosh and the Bis Yosef. Going over to the second teretz, which is also fascinating. Both the Rosh and the Yosef say they actually filled up the Ner with the entire quantity of shemen, as much as needed the first night. Lo and behold, in a miraculous way, the Pach was refilled by miracle. So they poured the shemen from the Pach into the Ner, and instantaneously, the Pach is full of oil. So even the first night, they had an ace. The Prichodesh asks, well, the Bisesif didn't give a teretz on the Kasha. He actually pushed the Kasha off by 8 days. So what was the nace on day number 8. The 7th night, the pach was refilled. So the 8th night, there was no nes. So why do we light candles the 8th night? The question is the same. If you argue that the pach was refilled, then yes, we have an nes night number 1, but we don't have any night number 8. That's the kasha of the Prichodesh, and therefore he rejects his teretz. But this teretz appeals in the Bezosif and in the Rosh. I would say this. There might be 2 reasons to make a zeichel an ace and to commemorate a miracle. The first night, there was zeichel to an ace. They saw it before their eyes. The pach was emptied out, and miraculously, it was full of oil. But the hadlokah the first night wasn't the hadlokah shel nes. The shemen they had in the ne'er was natural oil. So the first night we make a nes lezecher pach shemen that was refilled. The 8th night the hadlokah was hadlokah shel nes. It was hadlokah of miraculous oil. It is true. The 7th night there was zecher to the nes. But it is only in the 8th night that they were madlik shemen shalmeis, and that is reason enough to make a zecha and to rejoice another day. The first night because they witnessed the neis, the 8th night because they were madlik b'shemen shalmeis, and therefore we have Shemayis Yimei Chanukah. Some gedolim deal with an interesting question. Would shemen that was created by miracle be considered shemen zayis? Obviously the shemen wasn't squeezed from zeisim, from olives. Would it be called and defined as olive oil to be kosher lemenoida? An interesting question. But to me, it's a milsa de pshita. Of course it's olive oil. As people say. If it looks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, obviously it's a duck. If it looks like shemen zayis, smells like shemen zayis, tastes like shemen zayis, then obviously it's shemen zayis, regardless of where it came from. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates zayis, and we could create shemen zayis. And shemen zayis doesn't necessarily have to be squeezed from zayis. To me, it's as simple as that. But I want to prove this point from 2 Gemaras. Menochas Samech Tesu Medbeis Chitin Shiyodu Ba'ovim Mayim LeMenochos. Grain that came down from the clouds, from the skies, Kosher LeMenochos or not? There's a Machlokes Rashi in Tosis. What is Chitin Shiyodu Ba'ovim? Rashi has an interesting explanation. There was a boat full of grain amid the sea, and the grain evaporated together with water, went up to the clouds, and then instead of clouds raining cats and dogs, the clouds rained down grain. Tosis says that cannot be pshat. It's not natural phenomena. So Tosis says, if we're dealing with a miracle anyway, so why not suggest a miracle all the way? Tosis says, Chitim Shiyod Ba'ovim, Chitim came raining down from the clouds in a miracle, miraculous way. It was a miracle, an ace. So obviously, this Chito didn't grow from the earth. It wasn't generated by Galgirei Chita, by seed. It came down from the heavens. And nevertheless, what's the subject of the Gemara? Whether it's considered mimoish voiseichem. Nobody would dispute or question whether it's chito. Of course it's chito. It's grain. Because it looks like grain, smells like grain, tastes like grain. You could check its chemistry and its grain. The same would apply to shemen zayis. Sanhedrin Nun Tesumid Beis, there's a fascinating story of one of the great tenuim of Shimon ben Yehoitzodek, going his way, and lions suddenly appeared, and they seemed to be intent on killing him, devouring him. And nes happened, and 2 parts of a behemoth, just came tumbling down from the heavens. Meat, an animal, came down from the heavens, and the lions, that's their basic diet, devoured this animal and left him alone. When they were over and walked away to get some rest, lions like to rest, but Shimon ben Yosef takes the remainder of that flesh and brings it to the Beis Medrash, and he asks, is this kosher or not? Is it nevela? Obviously nobody did shechita. He asks a theoretical question, and what would be the din if a mule comes down from the heavens? Would that be a behemoth toyer or a behemoth tomeya? And the Psak the Chachamim gave, Ein dover tomei yored men hashamayim. If it came down from the heavens, it's got to be mitra, it's got to be tohar. The question wasn't whether it's meat. Obviously, nobody would question that. If it's not meat, how could it be nevela? If it's not a donkey, a mule, what would be the question whether it's tohar or tomei? So obviously, the nature, the essential nature of things would not be altered if they would be generated by miracle. If it looks like a mule, it acts like a mule, it bays like a mule, then obviously it's a mule, even though it came down from the heavens. So the same would apply to Shimon's eyes. However, one might question, is it kosis because Shimon's eyes has to be kosis lamar? That would be a better question. But even regarding this question, I think kosis is not a mitzvah shebegavra. There is no kpeda. Who was the one that crushed those olives? I think kosis is in the essence of the oil. It has to be pure. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Shimon Zayis, obviously it was as pure can be, and therefore it has the din of kosis lemora. Teretz number 3, and in this teretz we have a slight difference in deviation between the Rosh and the Bis Yosef. The Rosh writes, they filled up the Ner the first night, and the miracle was that only an eighth of the proper amount of Shemen was consumed, and 7/8 were left intact. And that happened every night. That is the Teretz of the Rosh. And in this Teretz also we have a question, because in Menuchas Peches, the Gemara says, Psila Shekovo, Nitshan Hashem and Nitshan HaPsila. We do not use leftovers in the Beis HaMikdash. So if the candles went out and some shemen was left over, that goes lebeis haslevet. That should be burned. It is not to be recycled and reused. So if only an eighth was consumed, how could they use that shemen for the other night? It is deshen, and deshen is posel lemenoiris hamor. That is an interesting question. The Makor Chaim, and I think also the Pnei Yeshua, prove from this Gemara the first Teretz of the Bis Yosef, that they split the Shem and they divided it in 8 parts, because if they would put the entire quantity into the Ner, they couldn't use it the other night. Interesting question. My feeling would be, it's not that the Ner went out prematurely. The Ner burned its entire time, Erev Ad Boker, and they saw Min HaShemayim that only an eighth was consumed. That is not Deshen. That is not leftover. When they observed and understood that Lachatchila Min HaShemayim, only an eighth was designated for day number 1 and another eighth for day number 2, that is not Deshen. That is not to be discarded of. The Bis Yosef writes a similar tenet, but slightly different. The Bis Yosef writes, they put the entire quantity into the first day, and the second day they noticed, Shaner Nishar Molei Shemen, nothing was consumed. According to this interpretation, this tenets of the Bishyos of the miracle of Ner Chanukah was similar to the Snev Moshe Rabbeinu. Hine Asneh Boya Be'esh V'Asneh Einenu Ukal. The Sneh is burning, but it is not consumed. The same was by the Ner. According to this emphasis, I think it is even easier to understand that it's not deshen, it's not leftover. When part of it was consumed and part not, that would be considered deshen, shirayim. But if none of the oil was consumed, then there is no shirayim. So one might ask, was that ner and ner burning shemen zayis? If it's not shemen zayis because no shemen was consumed, is that a kosher adlaka? Well, by the Sneh Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, Hine Asneh Boya Be'esh Vasneh Einenu Ukal. It's not that the fire didn't burn the bush. Of course it burned the bush, but the miracle was the bush wasn't destroyed. The same regarding the Neir of Nes Chanukah. It was oil that was burning, but miraculously, the oil wasn't consumed, and therefore it's a kosher look on one hand, and on the other hand, it's not deshen and shirayim. But I want to make an interesting observation, which is a hashkafa observation. Sometimes we like to be mefalpo, and maybe it should be so. The Gemara says, Droish lekabel schar. But there is something aggravating in the nature of these kashas. Chazal say a Novi has the authority to be oikadova menatoyra bohiro asho. If a Novi has that authority, I would assume a Kodesh Baruch Hu has it as well. We don't ask kashas on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If they saw a nes min hashumayim that only an eighth of the shemen was consumed, wasn't it obvious that this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu decrees? So, would it make sense to ask Kashas on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Maybe it would be Deshen. We don't reuse Deshen. But if one time in history a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Shasin a magnificent and unbelievable Neis L'malam Ederech HaTeva, so what were they supposed to do? Reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, no, according to your halacha, we cannot reuse the shemen. Well, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Kindalach, you know, who gave you this Torah? Wasn't it me and Har Sinai? So, rely on me. And Navi could override a halacha b'heroah, so obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same authority. But nevertheless, Shashua shel Torah, Perpura shel Torah, Droish, Bekabel, Sechar. I saw a fascinating dialogue between two Torah giants many years ago, the Chaim Briska and the Imre Emes, the great Gedolei Rebbe of Avraham Mordechai. Two different versions about this story. There's a Sefer Imre Yehuda that was written by an Einikel of the Imre Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Haina. And in Parshas Tetzaveh he brings Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tetzaveh stating that in those days of yore, the days of the Mishkan, the Menorah was lit Rosh Hashanah and it burned an entire year. There was no need to refill the Neiris and to light the Menorah again from one year to the other. So the Imre Emes, not the Imre Emes, but the Imre Yehuda brings that by the first Knesset Gedolah of the Aguda, the Chaim Briska participated and he met the Imre Emes. And Reb Chaim asked the Imre Emes, how would they mekayim the mitzvah of Lukas and Neiris? The Imre Emes said, by adding on a little shemen to the existing ner while it's burning. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos HaMoisiv Shemen B'ner HaChayiv Mishem HaChavetz, rather in Beitz and not in Shabbos Beitzach of Beis, HaMoisiv Shemen HaNer HaChayiv Mishem Mavio, so HaMoisiv Shemen HaNer would also be Yoitzad Lukas HaMenoira. That's what the Imre Emes responded. the Emel Yehuda doesn't bring what Reb Chaim said. So the Briskers have a different version of this story. It wasn't Reb Chaim Briska that asked, but rather the Imre Emes asked. And Reb Chaim's response was that the mitzvah menoris demor is not lighting the neris, but rather the outcome, the teitzoah, the metzias. The ner should be doilek. And if the ner was doilek, memele, there's no mitzvah of lighting the ner. The objective was achieved, and the ner brent, and that is the mitzvah of menoris demor. And this Reb Chaim coincides with Reb Chaim's opinion in Reb Chaim al-Rambam, Perek Tes Mabiyas Migdash Halacha Zayin. The Imre Emes gave his suggestion that by adding on Shemen, they were Mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haner. I have observations about the Imre Emes Teretz, because I think one should differentiate between Meleches Mavir and Mitzvahs Hadlaka. Havora and Hadlaka are two totally different concepts. The Meleches Shabbos is not creating Eish, but rather Mavir, burning. When you put Shemen into an existing fire, you're burning. After all, the Shemen is being consumed, and therefore he's over Meleches Mavir. But if the mitzvah of the menorah is hadlokas a menorah, you have to light the menorah. Feeding material into an existing fire is not hadlokah. It's havora, but it's not hadlokah. So, we have two terusim. One is typical of the Imre Emes and a Polish Mahalach. The other is the Chaim Briska. But I once again give my feeling. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a neis, then who is to dictate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu what should be done? Obviously, a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kindalach, I don't want you to be madlik. If I would, I wouldn't make this neis. So, thank you for your wonderful intentions, but I prefer having the menorah of a miracle, a chalboi oilam, than your mitzvah. So once again, I also love these pilpulim, but I do think one has to be aware of the emes. And in my opinion, the emes is very simple. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a neis that the menorah was doilek m'Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah, who is the one to interfere? Who is the one to tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't want your neis because we have to be mekayim mitzvahs? For whom are we mekayim these mitzvahs? For a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a Nes Golui, we are potter of the mitzvah. So this is what I wanted to speak about, the three terusim of the Bisyasim and the Rosh. And now I want to make one final observation, which to me is a gewaldige machshava. Starting off this year, I said that the kasha of the Bisyasim is the most famous kasha, which it actually is. But what concerns me is, why doesn't any of the great Rishonim ask this kasha? Well, one of them does, the Tosfos HaRosh, but the Rosh is a Yochid. How about Rashi? All the great Balei HaTosfos, the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, Harivam, Haritzbo, Harashbam, the Ramban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Ran, all those Torah giants. This kasha is so obvious. How come none of them deals with it? And in my judgment and opinion, this proves that most of the Rishonim didn't feel it's a kasha at all. If it would be a kasha, they would deal with it. They would suggest tirutzi. So this is my feeling in very many sugis. When a kasha is found only in one source or in two sources, and the vast majority of Rishonim ignore it, obviously they didn't feel, they weren't bothered by the kasha, and they didn't feel that it is something to be disturbed about. And therefore my basic feeling is this, and I say this with a sense of apology. If I would live 900 years ago, I would very strongly argue this sphora. I'm aware that in a way I missed the train, but nevertheless I do share my feelings. Most of the Rishonim felt that it's not a kasha at all. Sukkot is a zeicha to a neis. Why 7 days? The nes wasn't tafka 7 days, it was far more than that. So the number of days of a Yom Tov doesn't need to be based on the number of miracles. Pesach has 7 days. Pesach commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Kiyas Yamsev. They were in 7 days. Took 7 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kiyas Yamsev. But the Nes wasn't 7 days. Mitzvahs had Lukas Ner Chanukah to commemorate, to remember the Nes of Pach HaShemen. Why 8 days? Not necessarily because the miracle was 8 days. Either because they lit 8 days from the shemen that was found in the pach. Or maybe because it took 8 days till they were mechanach, the mizbeach, the menorah, and all the clay mikdash. And therefore most of the rishonim don't even deal with this kasha. So not long ago, I saw a sefer that has 500 teritzim of the kasha and b'syosef. And number 501 would argue, maybe it's not a kasha in the first place. And that is why most of the Rishonim don't deal with this kasha. It was a tremendous simcha for me because I said, I would feel more confident if I would be 900 years ago. Well, Megillas Tanis is a braisa. Goes back not 900 years, but far more than that. And in Megillas Tanis and Chodesh Kislev, I saw something fascinating. The Megillas Tanis tells the same story that the Gemara tells in Shabbos Chof Aleph. Kishem nechnesu chashmeru am l'heichol, loimotso shemen tohor elapach echot chosem b'chosem shulkoyim godol, and they had an ace, et likum emin shemayin shemayim. And then the Megillas Tanis go on, and Chazal ask, v'lamo oisin shmoyin yomem b'chanukah, Moshe Rabbeinu only had 7 days of Chanukah Samizbeach. Shloim HaMelech only had 7 days of Chanukah Samizbeach. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? The Megillas Tanis explains, because it took them 8 days to be metayer the menorah, reconstruct the clay mikdash, build clay shir. In the Metzias, it took them 8 days to put the Beis HaMikdash back in place, and therefore Chanukah HaMikdash of the Chashmoneh Yom is 8 days, and therefore that is the reason we have Shemoneh Yemei Chanukah. The number 8 has nothing to do with the days of Neis Pach HaShemen, and that is, in my feeling, in my opinion, the reason most of the Rishonim don't deal with this question. One last thought in today's shiur, and that is b'derech machshava and hashkofa. Why do we have 8 days in Chanukah? Why do we have Nisim at all? What is the essence of a Nis? Very famous lambanza of Parshas Boy. Min haNisim haGadolim v'amefesom amod amoyde b'Nisim anastorim shehein yisoid kol haTorah kulo. שאין לנו חלק בתורת מוישה עד שנדע שכל דבורנו ומקרינו הם ניסים, אין בהם טבע ומנהוג או איש של העולם. We were zeichet to all the great miracles, the famous ones, the obvious ones, only to learn about the hidden miracles, the miracles of concealment, the daily miracles, the miracles of nature. אין לנו חלק בתורת מוישה עד שנדע שכל דבורנו ומקרינו הם ניסים, אין בהם טבע ומנהוג שלנו. Does the Ramban mean to say there is no nature, there are no rules of nature, everything is divine providence? The Ramban wasn't a batlan like the Rambam. He was a sage. The Ramban was a mushlim, a ish shkoilis, the greatest Torah authority of his time in Halacha, in Kabbalah, in philosophy, very well aware of the sciences. The Ramban knew that our world is dictated by laws of nature. Physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy. So what does he mean, Ein behem teva v'menhoga shalayla? What he means ultimately is, everything is Dvar Hashem. Ratzone HaPoshut Yisbor Shemoi. The laws of nature are His laws, dictated by Him, formulated by Him, created by Him. If it would be a Kodesh Bochus will, He could Rega Kememna make a world without natural forces, without laws and rules of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make a spontaneous world in which there are no rules. One day the sun would rise in the east, the other way it would rise in the west. We will have a year of winter and a day of summer, a year of spring and 2 days of winter. We could have 10 suns and no moon at all, or who knows what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create 1,000 worlds, 1,000,000 worlds, and each of those worlds would have a different set of laws of nature. Man's mind could perceive only the laws of nature in which he exists, he is part of. He has the means to perceive the dimensions he experiences. Kodesh Baruch would create 1,000,000 worlds, and each of one would have a different set of rules and laws. So the laws of nature are His laws, His will, His tools, by means of which He Osava Oisavias Alakolamasim Boyravamanig Lakola Bruim as formulated in the first of Yud Gimel Ikra. So Mesechet Tanis Chazal Tei, a famous story about Rab Chanina ben Doisa, his daughter, wanted to light Neiros, probably Neiros Shabbos, and the fire doesn't catch on. Suddenly she realizes instead of oil she took vinegar. She started crying. And Rab Chanina ben Doisa, the great tzaddik, tells his daughter, "Biti ma'ich beslos. What are you sad? What are you so distressed? Mishom l'shem v'yadlik, yom l'chaimitz v'yadlik." So usually we're inspired from the neis. No, it's not the neis that we have to be inspired by. But Rab Chanina ben Doisa, nisim were commonplace. It is the language, the sprach. Rab Chanina ben Doisa says, actually, what's the difference between vinegar and oil? Of course there's a difference. Oil is inflammable. Vinegar is not. But why is oil inflammable? Because those are the laws of nature. But who dictates the laws of nature, if not the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So at His will, vinegar would catch on fire just as oil would. The pashtus of His language, ma'ich paslach, basically there's no difference. It is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Those are the hidden miracles, the miracles of nature. We should be aware of those miracles, rejoice in them, be inspired by them, and be moved, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the day-to-day miracles. And that is what miracles are all about. Min ha-nisim ha-gadolim v'ha-mefasolim, od ha-moide b'nisim ha-nistor. So my feeling is, the neis of Pach HaShemem was 7 days, but the objective of this neis is to appreciate the 8th day, or maybe the 1st day. 7 days we light the candles for the supernatural miracles. 1 candle we light for the natural miracles. To appreciate and to teach our children that nature in itself is a miracle. Probably the greatest miracle, the most beautiful miracle of them all, is the miracle of nature. And that is the 1st day of Neiros Chanukah. When they experienced the great miracle of Nes Pech HaShemen, they appreciated HaNisim HaNistorim Shehem Yisoid Kol HaToyra Kulo. And that is what Chanukah is all about. Yirotzon Shenizke, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and Hashgacha Pratis in everything we experience in the miracles of nature. We should be zoicha to see the Kohen Gadol made of the Madlikas HaNeiros, Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Bemheira V'Yomeinu Amen.